Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. When you leave a job or you've got a 401k retirement account, you have a few choices. You could leave it in your old company's 401k plan and withdraw money when you retire, or you can transfer it or roll it over to an IRA. It can get confusing, and many people seek financial help with the decision. But strict rules put in place by the Trump administration govern how financial professionals can advise their clients.
I think the government has a big concern about ensuring that, you know, that the money in these accounts is preserved in the best interest of the account owner.
Those rules just came into effect this week. Coming up, our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins us to discuss the pros and cons of rolling over your 401k to an IRA and what anyone working with a financial advisor should know about the new rules. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
If you ever find yourself considering rolling over your 401k when you leave a job, you might enlist the help of a financial advisor. Federal rules set strict guidelines to ensure that the advice you receive best serves you, the account holder. Our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, has been following recent changes to those rules, and she joins me now. Ann, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So let's start with the basics. What is a rollover and how does it work?
A rollover is when you have a 401k account and, you know, you've left your employer. So you have the option in most cases to leave the 401k account where it is with your old employer, or you can do what's called a rollover to an IRA, which means that you basically transfer the money from the 401k account to the IRA and you don't have to pay taxes. It's not a taxable event. You're just transferring the money over and it sits there and it's still tax deferred.
Okay, so aside from the tax savings, why would somebody want to do that?
If you have some reason to believe that your 401k plan doesn't offer you the best options, you know, maybe it offers very few investment options and you feel strongly that you want to invest in something different, or maybe it has higher fees than you can get on your own. And, you know, that those would be two good reasons to roll money over to an IRA.
And people sometimes go to a financial advisor for help with making that decision. Now, among the things that the rules in question here address are conflicts of interest that that kind of advisor might have. What kinds of conflicts could there potentially be?
Right. So often what you have is there's a big incentive within the financial services industry to get people to roll over from 401ks to IRAs. I mean, one reason is that sometimes, so sort of on average, what you find is that the fees within 401k accounts are lower than what people pay when they're in IRAs and other accounts besides 401ks. So it doesn't mean you can't, if you know what you're doing, you can't find investments that are cheaper in an IRA. But on average, people pay lower fees in 401ks than they do in IRAs. So for financial services companies that make money off of investment fees, you know, there's an incentive for them to get you to roll your money over. Plus, you know, if you have a 401k at a certain company, say your company's 401k account, the record keeper kind of knows that eventually you're going to retire or you're going to switch jobs. And so for that record keeper, they have an incentive to, when you do switch jobs or retire, they have an incentive to try to get you to roll over so they can keep managing that money and earning some kind of fee revenue on it. So there are incentives that cause financial services companies to want to sell people on the concept of rolling their money over to an IRA. And, you know, the concern is that they sometimes do so out of their own self-interest rather than out of your best interests.
So there's a Trump-era rule that puts some regulation on the process of advising these rollovers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there's been a really long history to this. And so it predates even the Obama administration. But under Obama, there was an effort to sort of really regulate and try to kind of bring regulation to bear on conflicts of interest within this billions of dollars rollover every year from 401ks to IRAs. And so, you know, given the fact that in general, people aren't saving enough for retirement, I think the government has a big concern about ensuring that, you know, that the money in these accounts is preserved in the best interest of the account owner. So the government's concerned about these rollovers and potential conflicts of interest. So the Obama administration made an effort to regulate it. That effort was eventually shot down in the courts. So what's happening in the Biden administration now is that they're saying, rather than start all over again and trying to come up with their own way of regulating rollovers, they're going to accept the Trump administration regulation as a basis upon which they will probably make some changes. But, you know, basically that's the basis upon which they're going to regulate rollovers.
So how does this rule affect the responsibilities that advisors typically have in this scenario?
So under this rule, it just makes it harder for advisors to sort of pitch people on rolling over money, because in most situations, or in many situations, not all, but in many situations, an advisor who's trying to pitch you on rolling your money over, you know, they want you to roll the money over with them, and they want to earn maybe a commission for selling you maybe some kind of annuity, or, you know, maybe they want to earn ongoing fees for managing your money. But under this rule that just, you know, went into effect, that person's going to have to be sure that they're going to have to act in a fiduciary capacity, which means they're going to have to act in your best interest, which means that if they're going to sell you on an expensive product, they have to be able to somehow document or prove that this is in your best interest. So, you know, maybe you're paying like higher fees, but maybe the product is giving you services that are in your best interest. They're going to have to document that. So it just is going to make it harder for advisors to sort of quickly sell people on expensive products.
All right, good to know. Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.